Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
What's the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to you during sex? Let's talk about it.
Vibe,
and you know what I'm saying? Go number one again this week. What's up? It's
your boy Josh here, episode 2 of the Respectfully Justice Show.
Would you give your man a password to your phone?
Huh?
Oh my God.
And you want to make him happy finally, because you put him through hell.
So a threesome, right?
You put him through hell.
A threesome, right, ladies?
Okay.
Make sure you love you. That I do.
Alright,
well,
we got
respectfully. You know that. You never had some shit like this on the boat, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
What's good, y'all? It's your boy Justin LaBoy. Welcome to episode 2 on Revolt TV. This is the Respectfully Justin Show. I'm the king of toxic. Listen, if you know me, you heard of me, you've been on my page, you know what's going on. Yeah. You might be toxic yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into it. I got a special guest tonight. Her name is Saweetie. Saweetie, Sweetie, Sweets, Icy. I don't know what y'all call her.
Yeah.
That's just my favorite Cancer. That's her son. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with Cancers. They're good people. I got my brother Justin Combs tonight.
What's up?
Well, welcome. It's episode 2 on Revolt TV, but we're going to get into it. Any of y'all been to college before? Who went to college here? All right, cool. Sweetie recently posted she's a bad bitch with a degree.
The baddest bitch.
The baddest bitch with a degree.
Yeah.
What college did you graduate from?
USC.
Ooh, okay. No junior colleges. It's heavy, it's heavy shit going on. Mm-hmm. So with college, a lot of experiences happen.
Uh-huh.
You meet a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Some might work, some might not work.
Uh-huh.
So have you ever had a one-night stand in college? Don't lie, because God is watching. I know you might be in whatever situation you in. You got to keep it a buck. You was in college. You was young. You might have not been as smart as you are now.
I've always been smart, baby.
Okay, so what happened? You might have liked him a little more than other niggas.
What I will say, unfortunately, not.
You're not about to lie like that.
I'm not lying.
Take a shot with you.
I've always been in a relationship.
I've never had a one-night stand ever in
college. I've always been in a relationship. Faithful, cancer shit.
Cancer shit?
Yeah.
Ain't no other cancer in here. You fuck with cancer? Yeah. Why you fuck with cancer?
They just know how to treat you. They bring the good sides out of you.
Okay. So, yeah. So when did you meet a cancer in your life?
I think it's time to take a shot.
Oh!
Take a shot if you love yourself.
Take a shot if you love yourself. But I got a question.
Yeah.
I'm going to start with Sweetie. Does raw sex equal the relationship? At that point, when you have raw sex, we go together. It. Fuck is you talking about?
The raw sex?
Raw sex.
What
not
is that?
The wrong sex. What do you mean? What's that?
No condom.
We're not about to do that.
Skin.
We're not about to do that.
Nickel.
Soul ties is
skinny,
involved.
Skin.
Are y'all in a relationship after that?
No glove.
Yeah, what you think?
I feel like we already in a relationship if we took it there.
Period.
I'm just not letting some random nigga hit me.
Period. Period.
So we already once in, like.
Once it's a relationship?
Yeah, my nigga.
Yes.
First of all, it's a privilege to already get the cootie kick.
Period.
And then it's another privilege to smash me raw. So, Big privilege. It's privilege.
She said it's a privilege to smash her raw.
Period. It's a privilege to smash me, period.
If it's your ex, I used to have raw sex forever. Yes. I broke up, and now y'all get back together.
Raw sex.
Y'all protect each other after that?
No.
Yes.
At least you're keeping it 100.
No.
Take a shot to keeping it 100.
Josh, what about you?
Huh?
Hold up. Josh, what about you? It's your ex. You had real sex.
I'm going skin.
You going raw? Okay,
there you
cool.
Go.
Okay. At least he kept it 100.
Be a real nigga.
What's the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to you during sex? Let's talk about it. He might have caught a crib and limped out the spot. That dick wasn't working. The most embarrassing thing that ever happened to Sweetie during sex, you will never forget it. You called all your homegirls, you put in a group chat. He's canceled forever after that.
Wait, that he did or I did?
Both of y'all, either or.
Okay, so as women, like maturing women, when you start to get experience, you don't know your body is capable of certain things. I mean, all I'm saying is that it sounds like sometimes you shock yourself when your shit starts making sounds and beatboxes and beats and shit.
This shit was better than you thought it was.
That's some real shit. And to all my young girls who's tuning in, that's regular. That just means it's super splishy, splashy.
Yeah.
And an example, if you're ever single again, and a regular working man wants to get your attention.
But no.
Hold on.
Regular
we can't. He makes.
No.
Hold up. No. Listen. What's the minimum? What's the minimum a man could make if you were single to date Sweetie?
That's a great
what's
question.
The minimum salary a man could make for you to be like, I might consider it?
Rich nigga, eight.
That's what I'm saying. What's the minimum he can make to even get to know you after this?
The minimum?
Minimum salary a nigga could get to know Sweetie.
If you
were single.
What do you count as a regular job?
Saying he might be a trucker and make $130,000 a year.
Why?
Hold up. You can't just discount hardworking men.
That's a fact, though. You can't do that.
I'm just saying, but I'm asking her. But I'm asking her.
What if she got more opportunities than him and just, like, made it before him?
What's the minimum salary you're willing to pay?
What if he's gone his way and he done come up?
When he come up, come get me.
Oh my God.
Why should I come get me?
When he come up, come get me.
Brittany's speaking facts tonight.
When he come up, come get me.
Big Grit.
I love
it. Oh my God. We got a segment called Truth or Shot. Either you're going to tell the truth or you're going to take a shot. Ladies in the crowd, y'all good with that?
Yeah, let's get it.
Listen, God is watching, so if y'all lie, it can get really bad for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Karma, you know what I'm saying? Don't do that. Ladies, y'all got to be real with me, though.
Throw it out.
Listen, have y'all ever talked to the wrong friend at first?
Yes.
Hold on, you didn't let me talk. Yes. You didn't let me talk. Hold on. Yo, one mic. Have you ever talked to the wrong friend at first and then spent the block?
Yeehaw.
So that's a normal thing? Have you ever spent the block on the richer friend? Because y'all found out the nigga y'all chose was broke. I'm going to start with the crowd first. Who wants to answer first? I need a toxic answer, though.
Okay, like, I don't know about richer, but necessarily, like, if you...
So you're going to deal with the broker friend?
No. I'm not with the broker friend.
So what are you talking
about?
But that's not why I spent the
broker. So you got a good personality.
Because
she just
wasn't better. Your
friend was finer. Hold up. Don't whisper that part. So you would deal with the broker?
No,
bigger.
Bigger.
I heard what you said, but you rather deal with the broker nigga who does nothing for you.
The bigger nigga.
The bigger.
Talk about. Oh my God. Take a shot. I need a shot. Yo, just, I need a shot.
Yo,
I need a shot. Please.
Cheers, cheers. Cheers. I'm going to take your shot.
Hey, yo, please. Love. Let them get their shots, please.
I mean, she hit it right on the nail.
So you
though.
Feel the same way she
Absolutely.
Felt?
Absolutely.
Exactly. So tell your story. I'm listening.
I mean.
Tell your story. We listening. God is watching.
Uh-oh. I mean, I get it, you know. Sometimes.
Sometimes what?
You meet someone. Right. And after 6 months or 8 months, you meet someone else and be like, oh, y'all know each other?
8 months is
crazy. Oh, 2 weeks. We gotta take a shot to that. Take a shot to that. What's the most disrespectful shit that a nigga did to break your heart and it was the last straw? Like, he changed, hold on. It was your last, like, you've become emotionally unavailable because of that person.
I think just lying. It's the principle.
But they lied about what, though?
Oh, I think it's best if I just...
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Keep that to myself.
No, I want to know your story, though. It's a safe place. You gotta get into this. Hold on, we're not about to let you just walk as free of this. It's a safe. It's me. Let's hold on. It's just me and her here.
Yeah, I don't like liars.
Okay, take a shot. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. You keeping it super sexy tonight. We get what's going on. Jess, I might have to start with you.
Oh, man.
Listen. You my brother, so don't lie to me. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else might lie to me in this world, but you know what I'm saying? It's different between us.
Yeah, talk to me.
What's the craziest thing you ever did to get a woman back in your life? You know what I'm saying? You loved her that much. You really just, you needed her in your life that much. You know what I'm saying? You might have fucked up. You didn't know no better at the time. So you just did something crazy that's unlike you to get her back.
Long story short.
No. Make a long story long. Fuck a bitch. You're not making shit short here. Tell your story. Be vulnerable. If you got to cry here, I'm going to hug you tonight.
Yeah.
Talk about that shit. You know what I'm saying? Run it back like if it was that day where you went black.
All right, listen. So I'm in the Yams, right?
The Yams is Miami, if you don't know.
Get into a disagreement with my shorty.
A disagreement? What was that disagreement, my brother?
I forget.
You remember, but you...
Yeah. Listen, she ended up leaving. I don't know where she's at, so I'm just looking.
So she left you for no reason. Are you going to take accountability tonight?
It was definitely a reason. It was a reason.
So what was that reason? You my brother. You my breast. Me and
I was
you
outside
here.
Too much, and I wasn't supposed to be outside that much.
Okay, so you like to party. You like to be in other
it.
Women's faces.
Yeah,
you didn't appreciate the queen you had at home.
I was over that.
You texting other women. You following this back on social media.
Damn. Trying to bury
you my brother.
Yeah.
You my brother.
All right, so look.
Okay, cool. So you was wrong. You admit that part. Okay, cool.
So I'm on a search looking for her. End up finding out what hotel she at. Finesse the front desk, man. Get the key. So I'm in that bitch. So I get that.
Whoa. That front desk man could have got fired.
Yeah, but he did.
Are you going to pay a salary ticket?
He took good, a risk he good, for you. He good. So I'm in there. I go in there ready for war. I'm like, yo, I don't know what I'm about to walk into. Like, she gonna be with somebody else. Like, what's she doing in there? I walk in there. She not there.
She's not there?
Listen.
I'm searching the whole city. That's the type of nigga I am.
I waited till she came back.
Ooh,
and then she came with me and then we was out.
What's the craziest thing a man ever did to get you back? I mean, he took you for granted. He cheated. He was disrespectful. He did everything wrong. But at that moment when he realized he lost you, he might have just
Beat another nigga up.
He beat somebody else in front of you?
Yeah.
What if he lost that? Yo, hold on!
Hold on!
Yo, listen. Yo, but
no.
Yeah. What's the craziest thing a man ever did to get you back in their life? They fucked up. They knew you was the prize.
You know, when niggas fuck up, you gotta put them on ice, right?
Right. Ooh, what type of ice?
Ice is good.
Take a shot to that. Put them niggas on ice.
You know, money talk. So,
did he have a lot of money to talk how he wanted to talk?
Look, I woke up, I got a notification from my bank, and you know, that was just enough money to buy several properties.
What he do to send that?
What did he do to? What did you do to make?
Look, money talk. I'm a businesswoman.
Word.
Oh my god.
And time is money, so don't waste my time.
Ain't no, oh my god.
So when he wasted your time, you billed him.
Sent the invoice.
Sent the invoice. She's not talking. She's not talking too much.
I mean, ain't nothing like a cancer woman.
A lot of women out there who don't ask men for money because they might be too prideful. Yeah. They don't know how to ask the proper way.
First of all,
so
ladies,
niggas get nothing from them. Niggas get nothing from them.
So Sweetie's going to tell you how to ask a man for money
the most respectful way. One mic. Sweetie, stop.
First of all, ladies, don't ever be scared to ask for no money.
Period. Okay.
Because, like,
it's hard to say.
I mean, it's just, we're women and we got
how
coochie.
You ask?
First of all. But second of all,
respectfully.
Respectfully, you always gotta be cute about it though. You know? Like, you know, babe, I need some groceries. I wanna go shopping. Yeah. You gotta set it up. You don't just flat out and ask for it. Mm. You gotta set it up nice and cute. Yes.
Do y'all take y'all man shopping though? Like, he's supposed to just take y'all shopping? Like, do y'all get nice things or like?
Why do boyfriends wanna be treated like girlfriends?
They gotta
Take a shot! Take a shot! Why do boyfriends want to be treated like girlfriends? I don't like that disrespect, Josh. I'm gonna ask you, what's the most thoughtful gift you ever got for a man? It wasn't about money. Obviously, you got money now. You're in a great space. You graduated college. You're a queen. But what's the most thoughtful gift you ever got for a man?
Well, before I start that, let me just clarify something.
I'm listening.
Because men deserve to be spoiled, right?
So you spoil your
man. Let's talk about it.
Okay, but hear me out. So men want you to give up the coochie. They want you to have
first
the babies.
Date.
But then they also want you to match his bag. That requires working all day. That requires hustling the same way.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So like him coming home, asking for some coochie, some dinner, and a baby, and then you want to be spoiled on top of that? Let's be realistic,
I'm all ears. Sometimes a man has to be all ears for a queen. I'm just listening. I don't want to talk.
I know that's right. All I'm saying is, I mean, it's cool to spoil your man, but come on now. We deserve to be spoiled 24/7 because of what we can offer. But when it comes to giving gifts, I am a gift giver.
Okay.
You know, I did, you know, give someone the Richard Mille that cost, you know, you know.
That's all your money.
A Richard, hell yeah. What else? Ain't no loan money.
What?
I
personally feel like what nigga deserves a Richard Mille? Like, what could a nigga have done for you to deserve Richard Mille?
I mean, I get Bentley shopping sprees.
Period.
Private jets.
Period.
Birkin bags.
Period.
Is that the that's one of them?
Yeah, one of my Birkin babies.
Talk your shit. Match the
good green.
Yeah, so green. If you spoil me the right way, I'm gonna spoil you back. But you gotta spoil me first.
Respectfully.
Yes, yeah. Respectfully.
Respectfully. That's okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You speak nothing but facts. I ain't got shit else to ask you. What the fuck is you talking about?
Dang, boy, you pressing real hard right now.
Who, me?
Oh.
Nah, I'm just asking a question I want to know.
Oh, it's
you're not
okay.
Gonna answer?
I'm
she's
sorry.
Ducking phase, man.
Right,
you're not
you
asking too hard. Don't believe that.
All right. Do you believe a cheater can change? Or once a cheater, always a cheater? Let's start with that.
I believe a cheater can
change. How he do that?
And why is that?
How can he change that?
Oh, shit.
Oh! Yeah!
If you stop, I'm gonna stop. It's dangerous.
Yo.
I'm scared of you.
Listen, this is the shoot your shot segment of the show. Ladies, I need every woman in here to chime in, but we're gonna start off with Sweetie tonight. Mm-hmm. Ladies, if you are ready in a relationship and your man is doing everything he's supposed to, mm-hmm. respecting you, loving you, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But one thing on his wish list is he asks for a threesome.
Oh.
Mm. Hold on. Some of y'all fans of it, some of y'all
that's
not.
That's a real question.
Mm-hmm. It happens.
You go both ways. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I love the crowd.
Hold on. One mic.
I love it here.
Sweetie, I'm going to go directly at you.
Yes.
If you're in a relationship and your man's doing everything he's supposed to, he respects you, he loves you, he's doing everything he's supposed to, and he asks for a threesome, and you get to choose anyone in the world to bring home for you and him.
Right.
Anyone, who would it be to give your man and you your dream threesome?
Okay,
he's doing
everything right.
Everything right.
Everything right.
Everything. Like, he's been a perfect gentleman for you.
Right.
Like, for the first time in your life, a nigga's doing everything right, but he just wants one threesome. Who's the dream girl to bring home to him? To make all of y'all happy.
Okay, so that shopping spree, that's good dick.
That's all of that.
That's good dick, good.
That's communication.
Tongue in your butt.
Picking up the phone, one ring.
Sucking your toes. Paying all your bills.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow.
And you want to make him happy, finally, because you put him through hell.
So a threesome, right?
You put him through hell.
A threesome, right, ladies?
Right.
Threesome.
I normally talk to men who are cultured, who's been around the world, who know a lot of people.
Right. It's on you, though.
No. I understand that. But because he's doing everything right, I'm going to give him the honor of picking the nigga who we going to have a threesome with.
Oh! Oh!
Hold up.
Let me talk now.
BP game.
Come on, sleeper.
Yo, man.
A woman and two men is a train. That's not a threesome. No. Could you be with a man you make more money than?
No. Hell no.
If he treats you amazing, but he was just broke. He's just a
broke or I make more money than him?
He's a regular nigga. But he loves you. How you
broke
know
his beast, though.
You know what I'm saying? He broke.
He broke or he like make less money than me?
A nigga make less money than you, right?
Should we say it again?
Could you?
Say it again. No.
Could you date a man who makes less money than you at this point in your life after you worked your way to where you're at?
So, to be clear, is he broke or I make more money than him?
He's broke.
He's broke?
Yeah, but he loves you and he treats you like a queen. He does everything perfect, but he's broke.
But I don't even be around those type of niggas.
Yo, listen. Yo, hold on. We're not about to let her off the hot seat.
I think with anything in life, you have to upgrade. So now, since my minimum is 8 figures, I'd like to go up to 9. Does that answer your question?
It does.
Oh, my.
It does.
Y'all nigga gotta have 100 million to get
this. 9-figure, nigga. Oh, my gosh. I gotta work hard for that.
You gotta upgrade.
A lot of men don't have 9 figures, so you're not gonna get next to Sweetie. And Sweetie expecting a child later this year or early 2022, respectfully. Tell us, Queen.
Ew, no.
You gotta pay for that information. You gotta pay for that type of information.
How much?
We can talk on the side.
Yo, listen, this was episode 2 of the Respectfully Justin Show on Revolt TV. We had our special guest, Sweetie, Sweetie, Sweets.
DD.
AKA, she's expecting a baby later 2021, early 2022. What's that?
Queen Icy.
Big
DD, little niggas.
Yeah.
Shimmy.
Thanks for coming tonight.
Yeah, thank you so much.
We appreciate you.
We appreciate you.
I love y'all too. Y'all have my back. I know that's right.
Hey, yo, listen. Keep the cameras rolling. She's expecting later this year, early next year. I spoke to the lady, she told me. I spoke to the lady and she
you
told me
lie,
respectfully.
But I ain't gonna get upset right now, but I wish I had a lot of
there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.